The Autobiography of Malcolm X. By Malcolm X and Alex Haley. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Autobiography of Malcolm X is an autobiography written by Malcolm X and Alex Haley. It was published in 1965, after Malcolm X's death. The book chronicles Malcolm X's life from his childhood in Michigan to his assassination in 1965. It is an intimate portrait of a man who was a leader in the civil rights movement and a powerful advocate for African American rights. The book begins with Malcolm X's childhood in Lansing, Michigan. He was born Malcolm Little, the son of a Baptist preacher. His father was an outspoken advocate for black rights and was killed when Malcolm was 6 years old. His mother was unable to cope with the loss and was institutionalized, leaving Malcolm and his siblings to be raised by foster families. Malcolm had a difficult childhood, and he eventually dropped out of school and moved to Boston and then to New York City. In New York, Malcolm became involved in a life of crime and drugs. He was eventually arrested and sent to prison, where he began to read and educate himself. He also became a member of the Nation of Islam, a black nationalist organization. After his release from prison, Malcolm became a powerful leader in the Nation of Islam and a prominent civil rights activist. He traveled the country speaking out against racism and advocating for black rights. Malcolm eventually left the Nation of Islam and began to advocate for a more inclusive approach to civil rights. He traveled to Africa and the Middle East, and he began to embrace a more internationalist view of civil rights. He also began to speak out against the Nation of Islam and its leader, Elijah Muhammad. This led to a rift between Malcolm and the Nation of Islam, and eventually to his assassination in 1965. The Autobiography of Malcolm X is an important book that chronicles the life of a man who was a leader in the civil rights movement and a powerful advocate for African American rights. It is an intimate portrait of a man who was willing to stand up for what he believed in, even in the face of danger. It is a testament to the power of education and the importance of standing up for what is right. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Malcolm X's early life. Malcolm X was born in Omaha, Nebraska in 1925 and grew up in Lansing, Michigan. His father was a Baptist minister and his mother was a homemaker. He experienced racism and poverty throughout his childhood. Malcolm X was born in Omaha, Nebraska in 1925 and grew up in Lansing, Michigan. His father was a Baptist minister and his mother was a homemaker. He experienced racism and poverty throughout his childhood. Malcolm X was exposed to the harsh realities of racism and segregation from a young age. He was denied access to certain places and services because of his race. He was also subjected to verbal and physical abuse from white people. Malcolm X was determined to fight against the injustices he faced and to make a better life for himself and his family. Malcolm X was a bright student and was accepted into a prestigious school in Lansing. However, he was forced to drop out of school at the age of 15 due to financial difficulties. He then moved to Boston and worked a variety of odd jobs. He eventually moved to Harlem, New York, where he became involved in criminal activities. He was arrested and sentenced to prison in 1946. In prison, Malcolm X began to educate himself and read extensively. He also converted to the Nation of Islam and changed his name to Malcolm X. After his release from prison in 1952, he became a minister and spokesperson for the Nation of Islam. He was a powerful and influential leader who advocated for the rights of African Americans. He was assassinated in 1965. Main idea number 2. Malcolm X's involvement in crime. After his father's death, Malcolm X became involved in criminal activities and was eventually sent to prison. While in prison, he became a member of the Nation of Islam and changed his name to Malcolm X. After his father's death, Malcolm X became increasingly involved in criminal activities. He was eventually arrested and sent to prison, where he encountered the teachings of the Nation of Islam. This experience changed his life and he adopted the name Malcolm X. In prison, Malcolm X was exposed to the teachings of the Nation of Islam and was deeply moved by them. He was particularly inspired by the idea of self-reliance and the notion that African Americans should strive to be independent and self-sufficient. He also embraced the idea of racial pride and the need to fight for civil rights. Malcolm X was released from prison in 1952 and quickly became a leader in the Nation of Islam. He was a powerful and influential speaker, and his message of racial pride and self-determination resonated with many African Americans. He was a major figure in the civil rights movement, and his legacy continues to inspire people today. Main idea number 3. Malcolm X's role in the Nation of Islam. After his release from prison, Malcolm X became a prominent leader in the Nation of Islam and was instrumental in its growth and development. He was a powerful speaker and advocate for the rights of African Americans. After his release from prison, Malcolm X became a prominent leader in the Nation of Islam. He was a powerful speaker and advocate for the rights of African Americans, and his passionate speeches and fiery rhetoric helped to spread the message of the Nation of Islam and attract new members. He was also instrumental in the organization's growth and development, helping to establish new mosques and organize rallies and protests. Malcolm X was a tireless advocate for the rights of African Americans, and his influence on the Nation of Islam was immense. Malcolm X was a strong believer in the power of education and self-improvement, and he encouraged members of the Nation of Islam to pursue higher education and strive for excellence. He also encouraged members to become politically active and to fight for their rights. He was a vocal critic of racism and injustice, and he used his platform to speak out against the oppression of African Americans. His legacy as a leader of the Nation of Islam is still felt today, and his words and actions continue to inspire people around the world. Main idea number 4. Malcolm X's relationship with Elijah Muhammad. Malcolm X was a devoted follower of Elijah Muhammad, the leader of the Nation of Islam. He was a loyal supporter of Muhammad and was often seen as his right-hand man. Malcolm X was a devoted follower of Elijah Muhammad, the leader of the Nation of Islam. He was a loyal supporter of Muhammad and was often seen as his right-hand man. Malcolm X was deeply devoted to Muhammad and his teachings, and he was willing to do whatever it took to spread the message of the Nation of Islam. He was a tireless advocate for the cause, and he was willing to go to great lengths to ensure that the message of the Nation of Islam was heard. He was also a fierce defender of Muhammad, and he was willing to stand up for him in the face of criticism and opposition. Malcolm X was a passionate believer in the teachings of Elijah Muhammad, and he was willing to go to great lengths to ensure that the message of the Nation of Islam was spread. He was a powerful speaker and a passionate advocate for the cause, and he was willing to put himself in danger in order to spread the message. He was also a fierce defender of Muhammad, and he was willing to stand up for him in the face of criticism and opposition. Malcolm X was a devoted follower of Elijah Muhammad, and his loyalty and dedication to the cause was unwavering. Malcolm X's relationship with Elijah Muhammad was one of deep respect and admiration. He was devoted to Muhammad and his teachings, and he was willing to do whatever it took to spread the message of the Nation of Islam. He was a tireless advocate for the cause, and he was willing to go to great lengths to ensure that the message of the Nation of Islam was heard. He was also a fierce defender of Muhammad, and he was willing to stand up for him in the face of criticism and opposition. Malcolm X's relationship with Elijah Muhammad was one of deep respect and admiration, and it was a relationship that would last until Malcolm X's death. Main idea number 5. Malcolm X's split from the Nation of Islam. After a series of disagreements with Elijah Muhammad, Malcolm X left the Nation of Islam and formed his own organization, the Organization of Afro-American Unity. Malcolm X's split from the Nation of Islam was a major turning point in his life. After a series of disagreements with Elijah Muhammad, Malcolm X left the Nation of Islam and formed his own organization, the Organization of Afro-American Unity. This organization was dedicated to the advancement of African-American civil rights and the promotion of Black pride. Malcolm X believed that the Nation of Islam had become too focused on Elijah Muhammad's personal interests, and he wanted to create an organization that was more focused on the needs of the African-American community. The Organization of Afro-American Unity was a major departure from the Nation of Islam's teachings. Malcolm X believed that African Americans should be able to defend themselves against racism and oppression, and he advocated for a more militant approach to civil rights. He also believed that African Americans should be able to take control of their own destiny and create a better future for themselves. This was a stark contrast to the Nation of Islam's teachings, which focused on the idea of racial separation and the belief that African Americans should remain separate from white society. Malcolm X's split from the Nation of Islam was a major event in the civil rights movement. His organization was a major force in the fight for African-American civil rights, and his teachings had a major influence on the Black Power movement of the 1960s and 1970s. Malcolm X's legacy continues to this day, and his teachings are still relevant to the struggle for civil rights and racial justice. Main idea number 6. Malcolm X's travels to Africa and the Middle East. Malcolm X traveled to Africa and the Middle East in 1964 and 1965. During his travels, he met with leaders of various countries and discussed the plight of African Americans. In 1964, Malcolm X traveled to Africa and the Middle East. He visited Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Ethiopia, Ghana, Nigeria, and other countries. During his travels, he met with leaders of various countries and discussed the plight of African Americans. He was particularly interested in learning about the struggles of African people and their efforts to gain independence from colonial powers. Malcolm X was also interested in learning about the Islamic faith and its teachings. He visited mosques and spoke with religious leaders in the countries he visited. He was particularly interested in learning about the teachings of the Quran and how they could be applied to the struggle of African Americans. He also sought to learn more about the history of the African diaspora and the struggles of African people throughout the world. Malcolm X's travels to Africa and the Middle East had a profound impact on him. He was inspired by the courage and resilience of the African people he encountered and the strength of their faith. He also gained a greater understanding of the global struggle for freedom and justice. His experiences abroad helped to shape his views on race and politics and ultimately led to his transformation from a black nationalist to a human rights activist. Main idea number 7. Malcolm X's assassination. Malcolm X was assassinated in 1965 by members of the Nation of Islam. His death was a major loss to the civil rights movement, and his legacy continues to inspire people today. Malcolm X was a powerful and influential civil rights leader who was assassinated in 1965. His death was a major loss to the civil rights movement, and his legacy continues to inspire people today. Malcolm X was a passionate advocate for the rights of African Americans and other oppressed people. He was a vocal critic of white supremacy and racism, and he was a proponent of black self-determination and self-defense. He was also a proponent of Pan-Africanism, which sought to unite African people around the world in a common struggle for liberation. Malcolm X's assassination was a tragedy that shocked the nation. He was killed by members of the Nation of Islam, a group he had once been a part of. His death was a major blow to the civil rights movement, and his legacy continues to inspire people today. His words and actions have been a source of inspiration for generations of activists, and his legacy continues to live on. Malcolm X's assassination was a tragedy that still resonates today. His death was a major loss to the civil rights movement, and his legacy continues to inspire people today. His words and actions have been a source of inspiration for generations of activists, and his legacy continues to live on. Malcolm X's life and death serve as a reminder of the power of courage and conviction in the face of injustice. Main idea number 8. Malcolm X's legacy. Malcolm X's legacy is one of courage, strength, and determination. He was a powerful advocate for the rights of African Americans, and his words and actions continue to inspire people today. Malcolm X's legacy is one of courage, strength, and determination. He was a powerful advocate for the rights of African Americans, and his words and actions continue to inspire people today. He was a leader in the civil rights movement, and his speeches and writings were filled with passion and conviction. He was a tireless advocate for justice and equality, and he was willing to take risks to achieve his goals. He was a powerful voice for the voiceless, and his legacy continues to live on in the hearts and minds of those who strive for justice and equality. Malcolm X was a man of great courage and conviction. He was willing to stand up for what he believed in, even when it was unpopular or dangerous. He was a powerful speaker and a passionate leader, and his words continue to inspire people today. He was a tireless advocate for justice and equality, and he was willing to take risks to achieve his goals. He was a powerful voice for the voiceless, and his legacy continues to live on in the hearts and minds of those who strive for justice and equality. Malcolm X's legacy is one of courage, strength, and determination. He was a powerful advocate for the rights of African Americans, and his words and actions continue to inspire people today. He was a leader in the civil rights movement, and his speeches and writings were filled with passion and conviction. He was a tireless advocate for justice and equality, and he was willing to take risks to achieve his goals. He was a powerful voice for the voiceless, and his legacy continues to live on in the hearts and minds of those who strive for justice and equality. Main idea number 9. Malcolm X's autobiography. The autobiography of Malcolm X was written by Malcolm X and Alex Haley and published in 1965. It is an account of Malcolm X's life and his involvement in the civil rights movement. The autobiography of Malcolm X is an account of the life of Malcolm X, a prominent figure in the civil rights movement. Written by Malcolm X and Alex Haley, it was published in 1965. The book chronicles Malcolm X's journey from a troubled youth to a leader of the Nation of Islam and his eventual break with the Nation of Islam and embrace of a more progressive, humanistic philosophy. It is an inspiring story of personal transformation and a powerful testament to the power of education and self-determination. The autobiography of Malcolm X is an important document in the history of the civil rights movement. It provides an intimate look at the life of a man who was a major figure in the struggle for racial equality and justice. It is also a testament to the power of education and self-determination, as Malcolm X was able to overcome a difficult childhood and become a leader in the civil rights movement. The book is an inspiring story of personal transformation and a powerful reminder of the importance of standing up for what is right. Main idea number 10. Malcolm X's beliefs. Malcolm X was a strong believer in self-determination and self-reliance. He believed that African Americans should take control of their own destiny and fight for their rights. Malcolm X was a passionate advocate for African American rights and self-determination. He believed that African Americans should take control of their own destiny and fight for their rights. He argued that African Americans should not rely on white people to grant them freedom and equality, but should instead take action to secure their own liberation. He also argued that African Americans should be proud of their heritage and culture, and should not be ashamed of their African roots. He believed that African Americans should strive to create a better future for themselves and their children, and should not be content to accept the status quo. Malcolm X was also a strong believer in education and self-improvement. He argued that African Americans should strive to become educated and informed about the world around them, and should use this knowledge to better their lives and the lives of their communities. He also argued that African Americans should strive to become economically independent, and should not rely on white people for financial assistance. He believed that African Americans should be self-sufficient and should not be dependent on white people for their livelihood. Malcolm X's beliefs were rooted in his own experiences of racism and oppression. He was determined to fight for the rights of African Americans and to create a better future for them. He was a powerful voice for African American rights and self-determination, and his legacy continues to inspire people today. Main idea number 11. Malcolm X's views on racism. Malcolm X was a fierce critic of racism and believed that it was a major obstacle to the progress of African Americans. He believed that racism was a form of oppression and should be fought against. Malcolm X was a passionate advocate for the rights of African Americans and a fierce critic of racism. He believed that racism was a form of oppression and should be fought against. He argued that racism was a major obstacle to the progress of African Americans and that it was necessary to confront it head-on. He argued that African Americans should not accept racism as a fact of life, but should instead strive to overcome it. He also argued that African Americans should not rely on the government or other institutions to solve their problems, but should instead take action themselves. He believed that African Americans should be proud of their heritage and should strive to create a better future for themselves and their children. Malcolm X also argued that African Americans should not be content with simply achieving civil rights, but should instead strive for economic and political power. He argued that African Americans should strive to become self-sufficient and independent, and should not rely on the government or other institutions to provide for them. He argued that African Americans should strive to create their own businesses and organizations, and should strive to become educated and informed about the world around them. He argued that African Americans should strive to become politically active and should strive to make their voices heard in the political process. Malcolm X's views on racism were radical and controversial, but they were also inspiring and empowering. He argued that African Americans should not accept racism as a fact of life, but should instead strive to overcome it. He argued that African Americans should strive to become self-sufficient and independent, and should strive to create a better future for themselves and their children. His views on racism were an important part of the civil rights movement, and his legacy continues to inspire people today. Main idea number 12. Malcolm X's views on nonviolence. Malcolm X was a proponent of nonviolence and believed that it was the best way to achieve civil rights. He believed that nonviolence was the only way to achieve true freedom and equality. Malcolm X was a strong advocate of nonviolence. He believed that nonviolence was the only way to achieve true freedom and equality. He argued that nonviolence was the only way to bring about real change in society. He argued that nonviolence was the only way to bring about real justice and equality for all people. He argued that nonviolence was the only way to bring about real progress and development in society. He argued that nonviolence was the only way to bring about real peace and harmony in society. Malcolm X argued that nonviolence was the only way to bring about real change in society without resorting to violence. He argued that nonviolence was the only way to bring about real justice and equality for all people without resorting to violence. He argued that nonviolence was the only way to bring about real progress and development in society without resorting to violence. He argued that nonviolence was the only way to bring about real peace and harmony in society without resorting to violence. Malcolm X argued that nonviolence was the only way to bring about real change in society without resorting to hatred and prejudice. He argued that nonviolence was the only way to bring about real justice and equality for all people without resorting to hatred and prejudice. He argued that nonviolence was the only way to bring about real progress and development in society without resorting to hatred and prejudice. He argued that nonviolence was the only way to bring about real peace and harmony in society without resorting to hatred and prejudice. Main idea number 13. Malcolm X's views on education. Malcolm X believed that education was the key to success and that African Americans should strive to get the best education possible. He believed that education was the only way to achieve true freedom and equality. Malcolm X believed that education was the key to success and that African Americans should strive to get the best education possible. He argued that education was the only way to achieve true freedom and equality. He believed that education was the only way to break the cycle of poverty and oppression that African Americans had been subjected to for centuries. He argued that education was the only way to gain the knowledge and skills necessary to compete in a white-dominated society. Malcolm X also argued that education was the only way to gain the respect of white society. He argued that African Americans should strive to be the best educated people in the world, and that this would be the only way to gain the respect of white society. He argued that education was the only way to gain the power to fight for civil rights and equality. He argued that education was the only way to gain the knowledge and skills necessary to create a better future for African Americans. Malcolm X believed that education was the only way to gain the power to fight for civil rights and equality. He argued that education was the only way to gain the knowledge and skills necessary to create a better future for African Americans. He argued that education was the only way to gain the respect of white society. He argued that African Americans should strive to be the best educated people in the world, and that this would be the only way to gain the respect of white society. Main idea number 14. Malcolm X's views on religion. Malcolm X was a devout Muslim and believed that religion was an important part of life. He believed that religion could be used to bring people together and to promote peace and understanding. Malcolm X was a devout Muslim and believed that religion was an important part of life. He believed that religion could be used to bring people together and to promote peace and understanding. He saw religion as a way to bridge the gap between different cultures and to create a sense of unity among people. He also believed that religion could be used to help people find their true purpose in life and to help them find a sense of inner peace. Malcolm X was a strong advocate for religious freedom and believed that everyone should be free to practice their own faith without fear of persecution. He also believed that religion should be used to promote justice and equality for all people. He saw religion as a way to bring people together and to create a more just and equitable society. Malcolm X was a passionate believer in the power of faith and believed that it could be used to bring about positive change in the world. He saw religion as a way to bring people together and to create a more peaceful and harmonious society. He believed that religion could be used to promote understanding and tolerance among different cultures and to create a more just and equitable society. Main idea number 15. Malcolm X's views on capitalism. Malcolm X was a critic of capitalism and believed that it was a system that was designed to keep African Americans in poverty. He believed that capitalism was a form of oppression and should be fought against. Malcolm X was a fierce critic of capitalism. He believed that capitalism was a system designed to keep African Americans in poverty and was a form of oppression. He argued that capitalism was a system that was designed to benefit the wealthy and powerful, while leaving the poor and powerless behind. He believed that African Americans should fight against capitalism and strive for economic justice. Malcolm X argued that capitalism was a system that was designed to benefit the wealthy and powerful, while leaving the poor and powerless behind. He believed that African Americans should fight against capitalism and strive for economic justice. He argued that capitalism was a system that was designed to keep African Americans in poverty and was a form of oppression. He believed that African Americans should strive to create a more equitable economic system that would benefit all people, regardless of race or class. Malcolm X was a passionate advocate for economic justice and believed that African Americans should strive to create a more equitable economic system. He argued that capitalism was a system that was designed to benefit the wealthy and powerful, while leaving the poor and powerless behind. He believed that African Americans should fight against capitalism and strive for economic justice. He argued that African Americans should strive to create a more equitable economic system that would benefit all people, regardless of race or class. Main idea number 16. Malcolm X's views on integration. Malcolm X was a proponent of integration and believed that African Americans should strive to be accepted into mainstream society. He believed that integration was the only way to achieve true freedom and equality. Malcolm X was a strong advocate for integration. He believed that African Americans should strive to be accepted into mainstream society and that integration was the only way to achieve true freedom and equality. He argued that integration was the only way to end the racial discrimination and oppression that African Americans had been subjected to for centuries. He argued that integration would allow African Americans to gain access to the same opportunities and resources that white Americans had access to. He also argued that integration would allow African Americans to gain a sense of self-respect and dignity that had been denied to them for so long. Malcolm X argued that integration was the only way to end the racial divide that had been created by white supremacy. He argued that integration would allow African Americans to gain access to the same education, employment, and housing opportunities that white Americans had access to. He argued that integration would allow African Americans to gain a sense of self-respect and dignity that had been denied to them for so long. He argued that integration would allow African Americans to gain a sense of belonging and acceptance in mainstream society. Malcolm X argued that integration was the only way to end the racial discrimination and oppression that African Americans had been subjected to for centuries. He argued that integration would allow African Americans to gain access to the same opportunities and resources that white Americans had access to. He argued that integration would allow African Americans to gain a sense of self-respect and dignity that had been denied to them for so long. He argued that integration would allow African Americans to gain a sense of belonging and acceptance in mainstream society. Main idea number 17. Malcolm X's views on black nationalism. Malcolm X was a proponent of black nationalism and believed that African Americans should strive to create their own independent nation. He believed that black nationalism was the only way to achieve true freedom and equality. Malcolm X was a strong advocate of black nationalism, believing that African Americans should strive to create their own independent nation. He argued that black nationalism was the only way to achieve true freedom and equality, and that it was the only way to ensure that African Americans would be able to control their own destiny. He argued that African Americans should not rely on the government or other institutions to provide them with justice and equality, but should instead take matters into their own hands and create their own nation. He believed that this would be the only way to ensure that African Americans would be able to live in a society where they could be truly free and equal. Malcolm X also argued that black nationalism was the only way to ensure that African Americans would be able to protect themselves from racism and oppression. He argued that African Americans should not rely on the government or other institutions to protect them, but should instead create their own nation where they could be safe and secure. He argued that this would be the only way to ensure that African Americans would be able to live in a society where they could be truly free and equal. Malcolm X's views on black nationalism were controversial and often met with criticism. However, his views were influential and helped to shape the civil rights movement of the 1960s. His views on black nationalism were a major factor in the development of the Black Power movement, which sought to empower African Americans and create a sense of pride and self-determination. Main idea number 18. Malcolm X's views on Pan-Africanism. Malcolm X was a proponent of Pan-Africanism and believed that African Americans should strive to unite with other African nations. He believed that Pan-Africanism was the only way to achieve true freedom and equality. Malcolm X was a strong advocate of Pan-Africanism, believing that African Americans should strive to unite with other African nations in order to achieve true freedom and equality. He argued that the African diaspora had been divided and oppressed for too long, and that it was time for African people to come together and fight for their rights. He believed that Pan-Africanism was the only way to achieve true liberation and justice. Malcolm X argued that African Americans should look to Africa for inspiration and guidance. He believed that African Americans should learn from the struggles of African nations and use their experiences to inform their own fight for freedom. He also argued that African Americans should strive to build strong economic and political ties with African nations in order to create a unified front against oppression. Malcolm X's views on Pan-Africanism were revolutionary and inspiring. He believed that African Americans should strive to unite with other African nations in order to achieve true freedom and equality. He argued that the African diaspora had been divided and oppressed for too long, and that it was time for African people to come together and fight for their rights. He believed that Pan-Africanism was the only way to achieve true liberation and justice. Main idea number 19. Malcolm X's views on revolution. Malcolm X was a proponent of revolution and believed that African Americans should strive to overthrow the oppressive systems that kept them in poverty. He believed that revolution was the only way to achieve true freedom and equality. Malcolm X was a passionate advocate for revolution. He believed that African Americans should strive to overthrow the oppressive systems that kept them in poverty. He argued that revolution was the only way to achieve true freedom and equality. He argued that African Americans should not wait for the government to grant them rights, but should instead take matters into their own hands and fight for their rights. He argued that African Americans should not be content with the status quo, but should instead strive to create a better future for themselves and their children. Malcolm X argued that African Americans should not be afraid to use violence if necessary to achieve their goals. He argued that African Americans should not be afraid to use any means necessary to achieve their freedom. He argued that African Americans should not be afraid to use any means necessary to fight for their rights. He argued that African Americans should not be afraid to use any means necessary to create a better future for themselves and their children. Malcolm X's views on revolution were controversial and often met with criticism. However, his views were influential and helped to shape the civil rights movement. His views on revolution helped to inspire African Americans to fight for their rights and to strive for a better future. His views on revolution helped to create a sense of hope and empowerment among African Americans. Main idea number 20. Malcolm X's views on unity. Malcolm X was a proponent of unity and believed that African Americans should strive to unite with each other and with other oppressed people. He believed that unity was the only way to achieve true freedom and equality. Malcolm X was a strong advocate for unity among African Americans. He believed that unity was the only way to achieve true freedom and equality. He argued that African Americans should strive to unite with each other and with other oppressed people. He argued that unity was the only way to combat racism and oppression. He believed that unity was the only way to create a strong and powerful movement that could bring about real change. Malcolm X argued that unity was the only way to create a strong and unified voice that could be heard by the oppressors. He argued that unity was the only way to create a powerful movement that could bring about real change. He argued that unity was the only way to create a strong and unified front that could stand up to the oppressors and demand justice. Malcolm X argued that unity was the only way to create a strong and unified front that could stand up to the oppressors and demand justice. He argued that unity was the only way to create a powerful movement that could bring about real change. He argued that unity was the only way to create a strong and unified voice that could be heard by the oppressors. Malcolm X argued that unity was the only way to create a strong and unified front that could stand up to the oppressors and demand justice. He argued that unity was the only way to create a powerful movement that could bring about real change. He argued that unity was the only way to create a strong and unified voice that could be heard by the oppressors.